Take a moment to notice what's going on in your body, your breath, your mind. And be aware of your whole body from head to toes. And bring your attention as well to your being, to your awareness, the space that all of this is arising in, the space your body is occupying. If you find it helpful, you could imagine that awareness is just behind your body, seeing or watching, noticing everything that's going on in your body. It's not separate from us. And notice all the sensations in your body. There's the sensation of the air on our skin. If we're cold or hot, if we have pain anywhere in our body, that will get our attention. Notice the feeling of your clothing on your skin or a blanket. Notice how your body is moving with your breath. There might be other kind of energy in your legs or your arms as well. Sometimes we feel a bit restless. It's a bit difficult to settle down. We could always give our legs or arms a shake if you wanted to do that. Or we could just notice it. Lots of options. A big part of mindfulness practices are to really be aware of what it is that's here and to let it be effortless. When we're working with the breath, all we really need to do is relax the belly. Let the muscles of the stomach really soften so that they're not getting in the way. And then we can do different practices with the breath, which we'll do. One of them to start is just to take a deeper inhale and a longer exhale. In particular, if we have a habit of shallow or holding our breath, can help to generate some movement there, some energy. The breath and the mind, our experiences, our nervous system, all of these are so intimately connected. And it's not unusual for us to get into kind of a state of freeze that can last for days and years, where we don't really fully breathe. We're kind of protecting ourselves or not risking being seen as being vital and alive, really vigorous in-breaths and long, relaxing exhales. Often people hold their breath, so we might breathe out and then not breathe in for a bit. That's more common with depression. And with anxiety, it's more common that we breathe in and then we hold on to it for a bit. So if we've had those experiences, especially a lot of time with those experiences, then our bodies have probably picked this up as a habit. And habits form and they change. Just these mindfulness practices, this relaxing into it, really changes that long-held habit in the body. Scan your body for physical tightness. We'll go down through the forehead and the eyebrows. Notice the flow of air through the nostrils. Coolness as you breathe in, the warmth as you breathe out. Notice your mouth and jaw. If you have tightness through your jaw, see if you can let that relax. You could move your lower jaw around a bit. And notice how you can feel the air moving along the back of the mouth into the throat. We can sense that more on the inhale because there's a temperature difference. After the air is being warmed in the lungs, it's harder to feel until it actually reaches the nostrils. And part of the reason that we focus on such a detailed sensation is the air flowing in the back of the throat and the temperature difference is because it gives that layer of the mind that generates thoughts something else to do. There's so many benefits of mindfulness. One of them is that we get less engaged with the random thoughts that are going through the mind or with our worries. And we have a relief from that. And part of it is that we're really focusing on our experience, what's actually happening right now. And then we get to see what's going on in our bodies. If there's tightness through the neck and shoulders, can we feel that as we're paying attention to the breath? We have such habits of holding ourselves tightly, bracing ourselves. Just this attention allows us to see, oh, I don't actually need to do that right now. I could let myself fully sink into the support that I have, the support of the bed or the floor, the chair. So notice your shoulders, your arms, the back of the neck, the large muscles of the upper back. The chest, the stomach area, and then we're back to noticing the breath. Notice the rise and fall of the belly. It's like a wave in a way with the ocean. Water comes in and then it recedes. It does that over and over and over. We inhale and then we exhale. So as we work with our breath, we tend to get in a healthier breathing pattern. So that is that it's diaphragmatic. So the way we know that in the body movement is that the movement is more in the stomach area. There's very little or no movement in the upper chest. You feel a bit of movement in the lower rib cage, at the sides especially. If we're breathing deeply, we could feel that into the back at the lower ribs. that it's even, an even length. So the exhale and the inhale are about the same, and it's continuous. There's no big pauses or breaks in the breath. So count the length of your inhalation and then see if you can match your exhalation to that. This also gives the mind a little something to do as you're inhaling, counting to three or four, whatever it is. And smoothly into the exhale, feel your belly soften. Everything moves back towards the spine. Exhale, the same length of the inhale, and then right away, let the inhale start. Let your attention be really focused on the breath at the belly. A little bit is focused on the count in the mind and on the continuity of the breath. Let your whole body be relaxed and supported. If your mind is quite quiet, you could rest here just doing this. There's a lot going on in your mind and it's hard to keep focused. There's a counting exercise that can be helpful to stabilize our attention. 1 to 5, 5 to 1. So it starts on an exhalation, just mentally noting the number 1. And then inhale, counting 2. Exhale, 3. Inhale, 4. Exhale, 5. And then inhale, 5. Exhale, 4, and go back to 1. If you get lost, just start again, exhaling, counting 1. Let your breath be effortless. Just this little bit of attention on the counting. Effortless, smooth, continuous breath. And then let go of the count. Just come back to observing your breath. If you feel like your breath is quite even, and if you're not depressed, if you're depressed, stick with an even breath. But if there's any kind of anxiety or fear, then let's work with a longer exhalation. It's good for your nervous system to breathe out longer. It actually takes about 6 seconds for the body to really notice that we're exhaling and to activate the relaxation response. So if you're breathing into a count of 3, and gradually lengthen your exhale as long as it stays without effort. Exhale to four a few times, to five, maybe up to six. The key is to remain in this same effortless flow, letting your whole body relax even deeper as you exhale. Willingly bringing in the energy of the inhale and then letting go of any tension on the exhale. Let your body relax. Notice what it feels like as you're getting towards the 6 seconds. Your belly is really soft. The air has pretty much left the lungs. Smooth, effortless breath. And then let your breath come back to an even rhythm again. In a moment, we're going to do a little bit of alternate nostril breathing. So if you want, you could sit up if you're lying down, but you could also do it lying down, mostly just with your awareness. And the hand position is with the ring finger and the thumb. We're going to block off one nostril and the other. So if you're moving position, remain aware of your breath, what it feels like. And notice which of your nostrils has more airflow. That's the nostril that generally will feel cooler as you breathe in. And then let's just start exhaling and inhaling just through the active nostril. Let your shoulder and arm relax. It's really important to let your attention flow with the breath, whether your hand is in position or not. Next exhalation, just through the passive nostril. And breathe just through that side a few times. Next exhalation through the active nostril again. Take your time with your breath. If you're not familiar with this, it can be a bit awkward. Just allow yourself to relax and breathe. Next exhalation through your passive nostril, but leave a little bit of room in your active nostrils if you need to, if you don't have enough airflow. We don't want to feel kind of desperate for air. Let your awareness flow with your breath from the eyebrow center to the base of the nostril, the passive nostril, and back. Next exhalation, again through the active nostril. And then again through the passive nostril, exhale and inhale. Keep your awareness flowing with the breath. Same smooth, even, continuous, effortless breath. Then bring your hand down and follow the flow of breath just with your attention. Let your awareness flow between the eyebrow center and the base of the nostrils where they meet the upper lip. And let your awareness flow as though the breath is also equal in both of the nostrils. Relax your eyebrows, your forehead, your jaw, your shoulders. Let your whole body relax. Let your attention really be focused on the flow of breath and energy. And then let all of that come to rest. Sit in the stillness for a moment. Notice your whole body again. What's happening in this space that your body is in? Your breath. And set your intention before we finish the practice that you'll come back to this through the day. It might be two or three breaths in the middle of something else. It might be to sit for a practice or lie down. Just bring your attention back to this stillness, to the flow of your breath. And then open your eyes and continue to observe this flow of breath for a moment. The rise and fall, that wave of the breath at the belly. And then when you're ready, go about your day.